This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Fairbanks has had over 3 feet of snowfall, but there's less than half that on the ground now. There's been no major meltdown, so Rick, where has the snow gone?
First and most important is most of the snow that falls in interior Alaska is quite fluffy, and that means, in more scientific terms, the snowflakes have a lot of air in between the branches on them, and as the snow sits on the ground, gravity does its thing, and that snow is easily compressed. Another thing that happens is near the ground, there's a constant interchange of water vapor from the ground and the snowpack just above it. And over time, that serves to make that snow near the ground much denser. And the third thing that happens is right at the snow surface, especially in mid and late winter in interior Alaska, where the air just above the snowpack is very dry, has very little water vapor in it, there is the constant process where snow at the surface goes directly to water vapor without passing through the liquid phase. That's called sublimation.
This winter has been pretty breezy. Does wind play a factor in snow loss?
Areas that have significant wind during the winter, enough to create that so-called wind crust on the snow, that can slow down the compaction, the settling process. And then also we have situations where you have enough rain in the winter to make that crust on the snow, and that can also impact the rate of settling.
Glad we haven't seen much rain. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.